Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go.
Hi, everyone. I want to ask you a question first. I want to ask you to do something first for me. I know you just finished your lunch, but I want you to put your right hand up as high as you can. As high as you can. Right, put it. Okay. A little bit higher. A little bit higher. Okay, that's as high as you can. Okay. Okay, you can put it down. See, what you just did is that you gave your effort. But when I said as high as you can, right? As high as you can. That's the highest point that you did. But you were just sitting down. I saw her stand up. The rest of you, just... That's your effort, okay? You could have stood up. That's going the extra mile. Sales is about that. It's always about going the extra mile. Kumbaga, if you have a job, like if you're a janitor, you sweep the floor, you clean everything, you get paid for that. Even if he cleans the whole building and stuff, he still gets paid the same amount. In sales, it's different. You're gonna be rejected 1,001 times. My dad always said this to me when I was a kid. You're gonna have 1,001 rejections in your life. And that's okay. Sales is the toughest job in the world, but it is also the most rewarding. Nothing more rewarding than sales compared to a desk job. When you're in desk job, it's really just comfort. You know, you get something on the 15th and the 30th. Before it even arrives, the 15th, pinaglalaanan yung pera mo, tama? With sales, you don't know what to expect. But you can control a lot of things with it, like your effort, your thoughts, your mindset, how you see things, how you see your product, how you see your customers, how you see the people around you. It's how you see things. An employee would see things like they would see the problem in the world. But salespeople are problem solvers. They solve problems. They see the problem themselves, but they give you a solution. Like, kunyari, you know, there's something wrong with the system in the office that you work in. And a normal employee would say, ito yung problema dyan, ganyan, puro reklamo. But then the real salesperson would see it this way. I see the problem. I think there's a solution. There's a solution for it. Okay? Thing is, people always see problems. And problems are good. Why? Because there's always an attached solution to it. That's how I see it. If you have a problem and you know there's a solution to it, are you worried? No. But the thing is also, sabi nga ng dad ko sa akin before, if there's a problem, there's a solution, yes. If there's a problem and you have no solution for it, what does that mean? You don't have to worry about it because it's out of your control. It is something that you need to endure. I'm not gonna talk more about the like techniques in sales and stuff. Maybe I'll put some parts in it. But most importantly, ang gusto ko i-share dito is putting yourself in the right mindset of sales. Because sales, as I said, it's very difficult. I've helped a lot of companies grow their sales from negative to plus to even in the billions. Naming one brand, for example, I've helped and grow from 5% sales to 45% sales when they started their project in 2016. So they got me to do the project. They were not taken so seriously by the competitor until such time that they grew their sales. But there's always a technique, but maybe not technique, but putting your right mindset into things. If you think already that it's hard, then it's going to be hard. If you think things are going to be simple from your head, it's going to be simple. I always see people commenting when I do my post every day like, oh, easy for you to say, you've been there, you've done that. You only see the end results of people who are successful. What you don't see is the hours that's been being put in there, the sacrifices, the tears, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears of being put in there. You don't know how many anniversaries or birthdays I've missed just because I need to go to a client just to make that very important sale. It requires a lot of sacrifice. If you want to be able to help other people, do you believe that you have to help yourself first before you can help other people? Do you believe that? I mean, just this example, okay? Think of it this way. You have a close loved one that needs ₱1,000,000 to live. The thing is, right now, you don't have ₱1,000,000 to spare. And then the person goes away. Does that make you sad? But what if you have ₱1,000,000 spare and you can do that for them? Would that make you happy that you're able to help them? People who want to be successful help themselves first before they help others. Kasi parang sabihin mo na, you do this voluntarily to help other people, but you yourself, you cannot help yourself. You have your own problems. Because I always distinguish problems in two things, okay? One is you have a money problem, and the other thing is you have a personal problem. Money will solve your money problem. But if you have personal problems like anxiety, stress, overthinking, procrastination, depression, money does not solve those things. Those are personality. Money is what we call an amplifier. It amplifies who we are as a person. If you give a person who is insecure, no walang pera, more money, what happens? They become more insecure. But if you give someone who is helpful, let's say someone that gives to animal care all the time, kahit na wala na siya may bigay, what happens if you give that person more money? Right? So it becomes an amplifier for you. So sales is always be, will always be for me directed to value and at the same time making money. But making money in sales, if you always think that you're always trying to make money in sales, it's going to be very difficult for you to do what you do. Sales is always value-driven, what you can offer. People always think like, oh, ito yung product ko, ito, tignan mo. But without asking them, ano mapapala ko if I get that, right? You ask them first the importance of, like, knowing first their story because you need to have empathy with them. Eh. Yung pwede sabihin na, ato, bili mo to, kailangan mo to kasi. Sabi, ba't ko kailangan yan? Diba? You need to know first their emotions. You cannot control a person's wallet or bank account. Like, labas mo 5,000, bill. No, but you can always control what? The emotions of other people. That's the number one most important thing I want to share. You always want to give before you can take what you want. A lot of people always say, ganito, ang normal mindset ng tao is that, guys, sige, gagawin ko yan. Pero magkano babayad mo? Diba? You always think that way. Like, sige, gagawin ko yung pinagagawa mo. Magkano ba sa atin dyan? Diba? You always think like, okay, for me to move, right, you have to give me something. No. A lot of people who are successful in sales give more of themselves before they take what they want. Right? Do you believe that? Right? Because you always believe that I have to get something first so that I can move to do something. You have a wrong mindset of why you do it. My why, like why I always do it, is the most important thing. Like why do the things that I do, why I know my priorities, is because it's what drives me every day. I don't like being tagged as a motivational inspirational speaker. I hate being called like that because I don't believe in motivation and inspiration. I believe in what we call better habits. Okay, and the salespeople have one of the best habits in the world because they work harder than the next person. They focus on themselves. They don't focus on people around them. They focus on themselves individually. Yun yung pinaka-importante sa lahat. Because if you keep focusing on your competition, it's in their control. You can't control how good they are, but you can always control how good you are by equipping yourself with the right tools. Your words are like a harpoon. Yun yung weapon mo to catch your whale. And the thing is, I'm not just talking about whales, even small ones. Your words are your tools, and it's very important. So if you're not equipped, you know, with the knowledge, I always see it this way. There's three E's: energy, enthusiasm, when you're talking. Energy, to be able to talk like this and say to your, talk to your customers. Enthusiasm, because you're excited to give them good news. Right? It's good news that you're giving, right? It's going to be beneficial for them. And expertise. One of the reasons why a lot of companies lose money is because of their frontliners. The people in front of them don't know what they're selling. So one of the problems we had with was that I noticed when I do store visits, the staff do not know what shoes are for running, for gym, for walking, and for just for fashion. They would always say, ah, sir, yan, pang casual yan, casual. Not yung casual shoes. Okay, which one's your performance? Which one's for basketball? They don't know what specific function. When you buy a shoe, do you buy a tennis shoe to play basketball? No. Do you use soccer shoes for bowling? Right? So you know the purpose. One of the reasons why, for example, you know the brand, right? They kind of closed down, right? They're almost gone. You know why? They started from CDs, early 2000, right? They were selling CDs. Not just because online sales came up like Lazada and Shop, it's because their staff are not highly trained to sell their product. You know, they would come up with a solar powered panel, whatever it is, and then if you ask the staff, ate, paano to ginagamit? Hindi ko po alam, sir, eh, pero 1.5 po yan. Tapos you're gonna fill up this whole place with products that you don't know what you're selling. Parang tao ka lang. You're just sitting there and, you know, there's not enough training. And that's why you're here. You're training yourselves so that you're prepared when you come out. You have energy, you're enthusiastic, And you have expertise. You're an expert. Okay? You're learning to become an expert. Everyone starts off always as a beginner. No one starts off as an advanced. That's why I have a mindset. In my phone, I put in my wallpaper, ready, set, let's go. When I go out the door, I always tell to myself, ready, set, let's go. Because whatever problems I have at home, whatever I'm thinking, it's out. No, I don't bring it. It's not my baggage. When I go out, I'm doing my job and it's a career. Sales is a career that I do. I'm always selling myself. I'm always selling myself to clients, people who I want to turn to believe in me. I do that every day. Even to my wife. I have to convince her that I have to do something so that she'll support me. Because if you have a partner that doesn't support you, you can't do this. So your family needs to know why you're doing this. Okay, what's your why? Always think, like right now, what's your why? Why are you sitting here? Why did you make an effort to dress up nicely? You all look nice and ready to know something. You could have just stayed home, you know, chilled, nanonood lang kayo ng TV, and, you know, waited for Monday. Diba? But you're here. Right? Why? Para sa inyo ginagawa yan. Okay? Because you need a very specific why. Okay? Because with the why comes the how. And then who that you're going to target. And then when. Right? Why? Because you need to know what motivates you. Because that's your goal. Your plans may change, but the goal always remains the same. Right? You want to be successful. How successful?
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts, and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.